What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeO.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Tuesday, November 23rd. I couldn't remember. Now, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Only place you get updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. Let me know in the comments section who is your favorite and least favorite of my contenders for today's slate. And finally, shout out to PrizePicks for being the presenting sponsor of this video. Use the promo code AwesomeO when signing up to get up to $100 on your first deposit. Now we're rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with Reggie Jackson, Paul George, Talen Horton-Tucker, Nikola Jokic, if he plays, and Sadiq Bey on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It's time to find out. First up at number five, I'm looking at power forward center eligible Bam Adebayo, just 8K, projected for almost 42 fantasy points. The goal is 49, and he is in the optimal lineup 33% of the time. I got him at 1.25 fantasy points per minute in 33 minutes. This is a really nice spot against a Detroit team that doesn't really have anybody to slow him down. No Isaiah Stewart suspended. Kelly Olynyk, former Heat player, not active. Not a lot of bigs to go around. Bam could have a monster here. 27% usage this season, 20 points, 11 boards, 3 assists, 2 stocks. Pace neutral against the Pistons, but the Pistons stink. This is a fantastic spot for Bam. The fact that you could also play him at power forward is massive. Next up at number 4, we're going to Julius Randle, also power forward center eligible, 8,400, projected for 44, the goal's about 51, he's in the optimal lineup 38% of the time, a little bit of a step up here. I got him at 1.23 fantasy points per minute, 36 minutes, we've got no Mitchell Robinson and likely no Taj Gibson, which means we're going to see a little bit more of Randle at the 5, 29% usage, 22 points, 11.5 boards, 5.5 assists, a stock. Really big time pace up spot for New York. They're going to gain 3.3 possessions over their average. That's like an extra fantasy point and a half for Julius Randle. The Lakers defense, not all that imposing this season. Probably going to get a little bit better as we move on, but I don't think that that's much of a problem here. Julius Randle at 8,400 is just simply underpriced for what he's going to have to do today. Sticking with the power forward center eligible theme, Anthony Davis in at number 3 if you're looking to pay up. 10,500 for him, projected for 53. The goal is almost 60, and he's in the optimal lineup 40% of the time. No LeBron James. We've seen a big sample of it for AD this year, so we know what we're getting. 1.46 fantasy points per minute, 36 minutes, 29% usage, 25-12 with 3 assists and 3.5 stocks. It is a pace down spot against the Knicks, but I think it's a fantastic opportunity for AD because it's basically Nerlens Noel and nobody else. I know AD's not going to be worried about Julius Randle. I actually don't think that he's going to be worried about Nerlens Noel either. This is another spot where we've got a big that doesn't really have anything to slow him down, so I'm going to be going pretty aggressively to AD, and I love this trio of both he, Randle, and Bam Adebayo. At number 2, we're off to Dallas for point guard, shooting guard eligible Jalen Brunson, 7,200, projected for 40.5. The goal is 45.5. I think he's in the optimal lineup 43% of the time. I'm anticipating Luka not playing today. Apparently, he may have tweaked his knee again at the end of practice yesterday. We'll see. But 1.15 fantasy points for Brunson, 1.15 fantasy points per minute for Brunson with no Luka Doncic around. 35 minutes, 26% usage, 19 points, 9 assists, and 6 boards plus a stock. Pace neutral against the Clippers. I'm not really worried about the matchup at all. This is just Brunson playing monstrous minutes with no Luka Doncic. It's pretty easy. Now, before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder, please hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. You don't want to miss the updates to my Sims as we get closer to lock. I want to know in the comments section who you've got your eye on for tonight. And finally, don't forget to check out Prize Picks using the promo code AwesomeO. Closing it out now with another guy from Dallas, shooting guard, small forward, eligible, Tim Hardaway. He's 5,600, projected for 33. The goal is 39. He's also in the optimal lineup 43% of the time. Big time assist bump and usage bump when there's no Luka Doncic. 35 minutes, 0.93 fantasy points per minute at 24% usage. 17.5 points, almost 6 boards, almost 5 assists, maybe a stock. Same matchup as Brunson against the Clippers, but not something I'm worried about. You get the shooting guard small forward eligibility, which should really help. If there's no Luka Doncic, Hardaway and Brunson both look fantastic, but Tim Hardaway Jr. is my number one contender for today. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Tuesday, November 23rd. DraftKings version of this video is around here somewhere. Check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win some money. I'll be back again tomorrow morning for another edition of The Contenders.